Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu Nonsense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. Hey, how's it going, people? Yes. Oh, yeah, it's another show. I gotta talk about some of the DVDs I've bought recently. Like, for example, I've bought Ted. Oh, my God. Ted is so fucking hilarious. And, you know, and the funny part of this, of that, is that I hate Family Guy. Hey, before you judge, you know, you gotta listen to a fucking full story, okay? So, yeah, I mean, I used to watch, you know, Simpsons and Family Guy full time, you know? I mean, it was like, you know, my natural habit, you know? And so, one day, I stumbled upon this video that shows Simpsons versus Family Guy. I thought to myself, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot, you know. And they not only do they have one video, but they have two videos of how Family Guy copies The Simpsons. So I'm laughing at recycled jokes from The Simpsons that were done like 1 year later, you know. So that's how Seth MacFarlane got away with it and shit. So you know what? I said, fuck you, Family Guy. I'm done. It only took me so many years, though, to stop watching The Simpsons as well. You know, which, frankly speaking, I have no idea why I stopped watching The Simpsons. Because it's only been as recently, you know, I've been starting to watch The Simpsons episodes again, you know. Which are good, you know, I like them, you know. I mean, I like them enough that I want to get all The Simpsons things on DVD or Blu-ray, you know. And, anyways, going back to Ted, which is produced and he does the voice of Ted by Seth MacFarlane. Okay? Now, unless you live under a fucking rock, you know what Ted's about. But in case you do, in case you are that person that lives under the occasional fucking rock, I'm going to tell you what Ted's about. This little boy wishes his teddy bear was alive. Wish comes true. And boy grows up with teddy bear. And teddy bear ensues fucking hilarity. You know? And if you guys haven't seen Ted, it's fucking amazing, you know? Especially the Thunder Buddy song. Oh, man. And I wish I could recite it for you off the top of my head, but I don't want to spoil it. Oh, yeah, and then his impression of Boston Girls. Oh, boy, that's funny. I sort of got, you know, we watched Ted like the second time, and it was still hilarious. Oh, my God. And I think I might watch it a third now that I'm talking about it. But, oh, man, it's an excellent movie, you know, and I like watching it, you know, I love watching it. So, yeah, as of yesterday, snow finally came, you know, like towards the end of the day, you know, I'm almost done with work. But, yeah, snow finally came. I mean, figure that. Yeah, I ended up hurting my hip a little bit, you know, like I pulled a muscle or something. So, yeah. I mean, finally the shoe's on the other foot between me and my girlfriend, you know, where I'm always taking, well, I can't say always. I should say, you know, some of the time I have to apply a pain patch for her, you know. But, I applied one of these, like, capsaicin patches, you know, and stuff. And I swear to God that, oh, my God. It was nice and cool at first, you know. And it was, like, warming. Okay, that's fine, you know. And then the patch progressed, you know, it got hotter and hotter. And, oh, my God. I didn't get too bad, but still, that was pretty fucking hot. I mean, damn. I mean, when they mean it gets fucking hot, it gets fucking hot, you know. That's the point where I'm going, ow, get this fucking thing off me. But enough to pretty much be disturbing, you know. So, yeah, I mean, my hip feels a little bit better. Seriously, I could not bend down to pick something up worth a damn yesterday, you know, because of my hip hurting. I just hope it ain't permanent, you know. Fuck. That's the last thing I need. Well, anyways, another movie I bought was Men in Black 3, which I saw in the theaters with my girlfriend. And I think I podcasted about it before, but the movie's still amazing. You know, I still love it. Looking forward to 4, if they ever make a 4. You know, I want them to make as many Men in Black movies as possible, as long as they're as good as, like, 1 and 3, you know. 2, not so much. 2 was kind of a letdown, and kind of, generic, you know. Yeah, but, let's see, what else did I buy? There was one other thing I bought that, we had to watch. I don't remember. Fuck. Okay, what? I have it in a text. I mean, if you guys will bear with me a second. Alright, you know, that's the nice thing about this new, update for the recorder. I can actually record while I'm looking at stuff. So, I mean, it's awesome. So, let's see. I believe I sent to my sister. Alright, where is it? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Are you fucking kidding me? I can't see it. Oh, here. And Dark Knight Rises. Yes, my sweetie helped me grab the trilogy on Blu-ray. Now, you want to know some bullshit? There's a slip in there for additional items that you get with the Ultimate Collector's Edition. Wait, this isn't the Ultimate Collector's Edition? Oh my fucking God. The Ultimate Collector's Edition won't even be out until 2013. So, which means I wasted money buying it now versus when I could go buy it, you know, later on with the Ultimate Collector's Edition. So, that upsets me. I can't ever win. Oh, yeah. I finally got to see the trailer for Bioshock Infinite. Holy shit. That looks fucking amazing. I mean, I always liked the idea of, you know, old-timey stuff with, you know, technology that seems like maybe it could be possible back then, maybe not. Maybe it's more futuristic than that, but I mean, it's like going into caveman times, you know, with a freaking, I don't know, smelted axe, you know. Something that would be in, like, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, you know. But it's pretty cool, you know. And from what I get, this is, like, during the Civil War. They got a guy protesting on a podium. Give away free guns, because supposedly the government's trying to take away their right to arms or something like that. So he picks up the musket and starts shooting at the guy on stage. He gets two of them. One of the guys on stage jumps and hits like a skyhook or something like that. Or a sky roller coaster. And I'll explain that in a second here. He starts firing at birds. You know, some crows. And, yeah, they have this, like, rail that's, like, in the middle of the air. And then he pulls out this thing out of his wrist, you know. It looks like, it looks like a two wheels on a stick, you know. But he runs, puts his arm up, and he somehow catches this rail. And on this rail, there's a motor that's taking him along the rail and taking him off to different islands, you know. Or different parts of the thing, you know, in midair, you know. I'm thinking if this fucker breaks, you know, he's fucked. But wow, what an amazing looking game. Oh yeah, I finally got a chance to use that Drano snake. It has a bottle of Drano gel concentrate, and then it has what they call a snake. What snake's supposed to do is it's supposed to snag the hair in the drain. Yeah, I live with two women. Yeah, one of them being 16, one of them being 27. One of them being my girlfriend, one of them being my niece. And, yeah, they have thick fucking hair. And, oh man, you should have seen the fucking rat's nest that came out of the fucking sink. I mean, it was like I was pulling seaweed out of the sink, almost. I mean, it was fucking gross. And that's a lot for me to say, that's fucking gross. I mean, shit. You know, I tried from different spots of the drain. I keep getting up stuff, you know. So, end up fixing the drain. Just with the hair thingy. Which is great, you know, and stuff. Excuse me. But, goddamn. So, yeah. What else is there? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I gotta pull up my notes here. Hold on. Ah, there it is. There's my notes. Hey. Okay. Make fun of. Here we are. Wax vac. A vacuum for earwax. It reminds me. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the bulbs that you use to clear, like, a baby's nose, you know, and stuff. You know, when a baby has boogers, you know. I mean, oh my God. You shove this thing in your ear, and it's a motorized vacuum. I mean, really? Really? You know, they invented something to get earwax out, you know. It's called a fucking Q-tip. And you think that by using this, you're actually going to get the earwax out? No, you're going to have to take something in your ear, probably a Q-tip, probably knock the wax loose, and then vacuum it up, you know. Because the wax is, like, stuck to your ear and stuff, you know. I don't see this working. And, sometime last week, I was at Walmart picking up, my site to store order for my dad's Christmas present. And I see these two teen boys walking in to the bathroom saying, "This is how we do it." I'm like, well, one, I'm thinking, okay, well, it's good to know some classics, you know, never die. You know, because I remember that when I was so high. And, no, not high as in smoking weed and stuff. I mean, high as in, as in my height, you know. I was shorter and younger and stuff. That shit came out. Anywho. But the thing that intrigued me is that two teenage boys were walking into the bathroom singing it. "This is how we do it." You know, almost like they're going to do it in the bathroom. I'm like, oh my God. What does the world come to when people are doing it in a Walmart bathroom? I mean, seriously, it's a public bathroom. You know, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against gay people. It's just, I don't think they knew what they're doing by walking into a bathroom singing that song. And what? I mean, because the cashier even looked at them and like, oh my God. You know? But yeah, so fucking weird. Oh, I think there's a possibility that I might have a gas leak in my car. I could have swore I filled it up like Sunday, Monday. Yesterday was Tuesday, it was like almost halfway down. But I don't have my receipt to confirm it, so I guess they're writing shit down. Motherfucker. And yeah, I'm getting used to using this one app called The Simpsons Tapped a lot. It's a semi-addicting game, you know. It's a kind of game that, you know, you wouldn't mind playing to kill some idle time. But, you know, it gives you incentive a little bit to keep coming back every day and to add friends, you know, and stuff. In which, you know, yeah, friends, you're able to get some more money and, well, right now they're doing a Santa coin thing, so, yeah, you get more Santa coins, depending on which house you hit, you know. You gotta hit the ones on with the Christmas lights. So, yeah, yesterday I finally, remembered to get more coffee for our Keurig because, well, I'm running low and my girlfriend's running low on her cappuccino. So, I decided to go pick some up. And the closest thing I wanted to get was the Starbucks Sumatra, which I've tried before and I know what it tastes like. And, you know, so far it actually tastes like the real thing, you know. Well, technically it is the real thing, it's just it's made by me in a Keurig versus with a barista. So, not bad, not bad at all. And it's got the same rich flavor, you know. And then I bought my sweetie French vanilla cappuccino. Try something different from the caramel one she got. Or caramel, as somebody puts it. I mean, why do people make such a big deal about how things are pronounced? I mean, caramel, caramel. Who the fuck cares? Does it taste good? Yep. Shut the fuck up. Oh, and, yeah. Supposedly the apocalypse is coming. Or the end of the world, whatever you'll call it. Ragnarok. So, that's coming up this Friday. 2 days. Today's Wednesday. Anybody do anything for the apocalypse? Well, let's see. My niece is going to school. My girlfriend's off. I'm working. I'm working on the fucking apocalypse. Oh my God. But I swear to God, you know, if there are like some warning signs that the world's actually ending on Friday, I'm saying fuck work and I'm going to go drive and be with my loved ones, you know. I mean, I want my last days on Earth to be with my loved ones. I mean, but what are the odds that actually happening, though? I mean, come on. It can't be real, right? And, you know, in some cases, you know, the end of the world doesn't necessarily mean that the planet blows up, you know, and stuff. It just means that, you know, life gets harder, you know. Life gets a lot harder. Not like in, the Book of Eli is a good example. You know, that's a post-apocalyptic town, you know. I mean, for one, you know, we're a bunch of survivors, you know. Because we're the human fucking race, you know, we're a bunch of survivors, you know. At least that's how it works on Doctor Who. Speaking of Doctor Who, I wonder when it's starting up again. If it's going to start up again. If the apocalypse doesn't happen. You know, I see more talk about that on TV and on the internet. They do with other people that's actually, you know, flesh and blood, you know, in real life. But yeah, well, what do you guys think about the apocalypse, you know, that's coming, you know? I mean, leave me a voicemail. 510-47-FREAK. That's 510-473-7725. Right? That's what freak spells out to be, right? Well, anyways, 510-47-FREAK. Or if you'd like to drop me an email instead, you can email me at nosensepod@gmail.com. That's no, CENTSpod@gmail.com. But yeah, tell me about your apocalypse, you know? Tell me what you think's going to happen. Tell me if you think nothing's going to happen, you know? Say, I'm going to bang my girlfriend and call in sick to work. You know, whatever, you know? I'll play it on the air. Nope. No worries. But, yeah. You know what? I think I should start wrapping this bitch up because I got to get to work. Oh, thanks for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, the Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. If you'd like to send me an audio comment, you can dial that number that I just said, but I'll list it again. 510-47-FREAK. 510-47-FREAK. There we go. Nice little jingle for you. Or if you'd like to email me instead, you can email me at nosentspod@gmail.com. The word no, the word sense, pod@gmail.com. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. And hey, folks, you know, if ncpod.net stops working, it's only because I couldn't afford to renew the domain. But you guys can always find it at tnftv.blogspot.com. That's tnftv.blogspot.com. Once again, thanks for listening. I appreciate all the comments that you guys make, you know, and all you guys that are subscribed, you know, and stuff. I appreciate it. I do. So feel free to leave me a voicemail or email me anytime. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys, well, hopefully after the apocalypse.